it's Giselle, and welcome to Generation Giselle, the podcast. As a 20-something-year-old myself, I've had some interesting experiences. I've gotten to reflect on it, but my journey still continues. This podcast is for anyone who can relate. Every episode, we'll talk about those moments that shaped us into who we are. Let's get started. I'm really excited about today's episode because we're going to be talking about what does it really mean to be the best version of yourself. And honestly, I think this looks different for everybody, but in this episode, I'm going to be talking about the different moments in life that make us feel stuck. But in reality, we're just going through this time because it provides us lessons that we need to learn, and that's completely okay. A little side note, I'm actually recording this in my car because I'm parked on top of a mall parking structure, and the view of all the lights around the valley is just so beautiful to me. I'm also going to be having a new segment later on in this episode called Ask Giselle. You know, I asked you guys a few questions on Instagram about what is some advice that you guys would like to know about life, and a few of you got back to me, and I can't wait to respond to those. So, what does it mean to be the best version of yourselves? Well, personally me, I think I'm my best self when I'm doing the things that make me happy. And sometimes that just means setting boundaries. I've gotten to learn that sometimes saying no is exactly what I need. I tend to have these moments where I feel like I need to please people and always say yes about certain things, but in reality, a form of self-care is just simply saying no. I consider that being one of the things that makes me the best version of myself because I'm no longer putting myself down and letting people take advantage of me. I mean, nobody wants to be taken advantage of, so I'm glad that I've gotten to learn how to stop doing that. Sometimes we think the best version of ourselves is the girl that has the makeup on, but sometimes it could just be the girl that feels comfortable and confident in her own skin. Now, don't get me wrong, I love wearing makeup, but sometimes I just want to sit with no makeup on and just really look in the mirror and tell myself that I'm amazing. And I hope you guys are telling yourselves that too, because I feel like sometimes we just don't give ourselves enough credit, and we tend to, you know, encourage other people to love themselves, but at the same time, we really need to do it for ourselves. I think one of the beautiful things about life is that there's really no such thing as being perfect. Society has just kind of made us feel like there's this next best thing that we need to have in order to be the so-called it girl. But look at yourself in the mirror right now and just look at you. You're that it girl. You're that it guy. If you got up this morning and you did that thing that you didn't want to do but you knew you had to in order to grow, that's amazing. Because honestly, a lot of people don't really take the time to invest in themselves. And if you feel like you're not investing enough time in yourself, then start prioritizing that, because you'll honestly see a big change in your day-to-day life. This is another thing I want to mention. I'm sure you guys can relate to having those people that try to tell you who you are. Oh, you're so quiet. You need to do this differently. I don't like how that looks on you. Or you need to change this about yourself. And honestly, those people are just looking at themselves through you and really just projecting their insecurities onto you. You know, we tend to focus on a lot of stuff all at once, and it honestly creates a lot of anxiety. And lately, I've just been, you know, trusting the process, and there's been a lot of signs that I've gotten recently that, you know, shows me that God's always with me. Funny thing, like, for example, the other day, my family, they went out to eat at a restaurant, and, you know, they got, like, these fortune cookies, but I didn't eat that day. I just wasn't hungry. But they all left their fortune cookies. They're like, oh, like, I don't want it. So I just thought, oh, like, I want to open one, you know? I'm just curious as to what it would say. But it was something along the lines of, like, everything's going to be okay. That job that you want is going to be there for you. Or, like, those opportunities that you've been asking for are going to come. Something along the lines of that. It's not for sure those words, but it just confirmed to me that, you know, God's really listening to what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling, and he's just confirming that everything's gonna work out, which is honestly such a blessing. And I'm honestly so thankful that I get signs like that. I finally feel like I'm able to ask God for confirmations, and he just shows me that, you know, he's with me at all times. And speaking of asking questions, let's move on to today's segment of Ask Giselle. So, question number one is, what are some green flags in guys? You know, as somebody who's single, I've really gotten to sit back and really ask myself what characteristics I'd want in a partner. And I honestly think that would be somebody who just simply cares about your emotions. I really just like having a person that, you know, cares about me and, you know, wants the best for me. And I also think that's what goes into what does it really mean to be the best version of yourself. The person that you choose to be with is a reflection of how you see yourself. So if the person you're with isn't treating you right, that just means that you're not treating yourself right. So I think with that, you need to stop and really analyze what you need in that moment of time. Personally, me, I love words of affirmation. So I think a guy who can really express his feelings about you and truly mean them and, you know, show it through actions, I think that's a really good green flag to have. So the next question is, what kind of hobby should I be doing to invest towards myself and becoming the best version of myself? With this one, I honestly think it's whatever makes you feel good. Like, for example, I think walking is a great exercise for me to not only get in a workout, but also give myself time to mentally just think about things that are happening in my life and just really like analyze everything. And it just helps me clear my mind. I'm sure people that live in big cities can relate to this, but it feels like the city life feels like really fast paced, and sometimes it's hard for us to just kind of like stop and truly live life. You know, I think there's a difference between living life to, you know, make a living, and then there's living life to appreciate what God has given us on this earth. So I really think taking the time to do hobbies that you enjoy doing is something I think that's just really good for your soul, and I think it's a great way to show how thankful you are to be living on this earth. So yeah, thank you guys so much for those questions. If you want to send me more questions, be sure to follow me at Generation Giselle on Instagram. So back to the topic. Some things that I like to do to make me feel like my best self is just taking time to, you know, do my skincare routine or try out a new makeup look, or, you know, do an everything shower, anything that will just help me feel good in my body. I love watching those YouTube videos of girls doing their little get ready with me's because it feels like I'm not the only one on this earth, you know, trying to figure out life. I can look back at the past version of myself, and I know she would be so happy of where we are right now. And, you know, I'm honestly pretty nervous about what the next thing is gonna be, but I know as long as I keep pushing to do the things that I need to do to get there, everything's gonna be okay. You know, God's already confirmed that everything's gonna work out the way it should, and I'm honestly putting all my trust in that and just running with it. And I honestly recommend that you guys do the same thing, you know? Put in the effort to do the things that, you know, are gonna get you to that next step in life, and just trust that God, you know, is gonna be by your side. And life's crazy. Sometimes things don't work out the way that we want it to, and it's okay, because God will lead you to that next part in your life that you're meant to be on. You know, we're all currently on our own paths trying to figure everything out, and you know, that can bring a lot of anxiety, but I honestly think we're all meant here for a reason, and it's about time that we stop questioning ourselves. You know, I tend to struggle with being my worst critic. I always think that, you know, I'm not good at whatever it is that I want to do, but I honestly think that's something that I need to fix in order to be the best version of myself, because it just makes me feel like I really need to get out of my own head and really appreciate myself more, you know? I feel like even some people can do the same thing, and I get it. It feels like, no, like, yeah, I did that, but, you know, now I want this, and I'm not gonna be happy with myself until I do that. But I think it's a really bad mindset to have. So I think flipping it and really taking in the moment and thinking about all the things that your past self wanted that you now have, I think it's really important to take that time and appreciate it. So I really think that's what it really means to be the best version of yourself. And the main thing I hope that you guys got from this episode is knowing that everything is going to be okay, and God is going to guide you to the path that you're meant to be on, and you're going to reach your goals. Don't worry about it. I know you got this.
Thank you for listening to Generation Giselle. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Generation Giselle podcast and follow me on Instagram at Generation Giselle. That way you'll be reminded each time a new episode comes out. Talk to you soon.